Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's high time. We had a high time together. Together. Yes, it's high time. We had a high time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. I'm starting this episode of the podcast with an apology. Where I'm from, they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. As luck would have it, that senior cannabis conversation I promised got postponed another week. So I guess it's just you and me. No hard feelings though, right? I mean, I don't call it casually baked for nothing.
I got the bottle of wine. The high dollar kind. I got the West Coast smoke, but I better just take one.
If you're riding this casually baked wave with me, you're surfing life as it comes, which means things can get a little tricky sometimes. I quite enjoy the everyday newness of living in the flow, but I haven't always loved it. It's taken me 8 years to achieve this level of comfort with uncertainty, and I still have a long way to go. That's why we can all identify with life's oldest quote, "It's about the journey, not the destination." 6 years ago this month, I began my life as a freelancer. And no joke, I woke up every weekday morning for damn near 5 of those years, worried and guilty that I didn't have some place I needed to be every day. Or if my email wasn't popping off like the 4th of July, I was worried the well had dried up and I wouldn't make financial ends meet for much longer. You've felt those similar feelings before. Worry and dread and fear can be paralyzing if not addressed. So I figured out how to address mine and I thought I'd share what I've learned with you. But back to that canceled interview for a moment. I don't like to be a liar, and the achiever in me recognized this second rescheduling might be foreshadowing for the rest of my summer guest interviews. I needed to proactively do something to take care of future Joe so I could stop worrying about this show's content on a week-to-week basis. That's the life-changing thing I learned to help me wrangle my worries. The art of taking care of my future self. It really is the key to my success. In a nutshell, I try to tee things up where I can simply move through my day gracefully. People ask quite frequently how I get so much done while being high. The truth is, it's all about making decisions and creating routines that set me up for success. Success is different for everyone. For me, it's living in the flow, performing at my peak. Over the years, I've discovered 4 key ingredients to achieving my version of a successful life. 1, intentionality, living my values. 2, joyful action, doing what I love. 3, gratitude, acknowledging the good stuff. And 4, stillness, making time for reflection, visualization, and rest. So when these 4 things become habit, I promise you, you truly begin surfing life, finding the open doors, windows, and pockets of opportunity. Finding my flow was a journey of baby steps with inner peace as my compass and cannabis as my co-pilot. Along the way, I've discovered some life hacks that allow me to be casually baked and still ace this thing called adulting. If you're struggling to balance your cannabis consumption with being present in your relationships, getting to meetings on time, hitting deadlines, or speaking intelligently about something on a call you totally forgot about, these life hacks are for you.
Such a high note.
Casually baked life hack number 1. Keep a pen and notepad handy. As I wind down in the evening, I'll have thoughts occur to me, or I'll remember something I need to add to the grocery list or the to-do list. Sometimes I'll be so near sleep and a great idea will pop into my head. It's one of those amazing ideas that is so great, there's no way I'll forget about it. But I do. Or at least I did. Now I just jot down the idea in my notepad sitting on my nightstand and free myself of the pressure. This notepad is also a perfect place to record daily moments of gratitude. Casually baked life hack number 2, prep the night before. I outline my day, and if I'm traveling, I pack and stage everything I need together. Suitcase, purse, wallet, keys, snacks, stash bag. Everything is ready to add any last minute items, grab and go. Consuming cannabis before walking out the door can send your brain scattering a million and one directions. And if you're like me, can sometimes delay your leaving for 20 more minutes as you walk from room to room wondering what you're looking for. This hack is clutch for living an on-time life. Casually baked life hack number 3, schedule thinking sessions. I build quiet time into my day to specifically get high and think. I take advantage of the expansive thinking cannabis provides and brainstorm new ideas or review existing ones in more detail and from varying perspectives. I review my writing and projects and look for the holes in my story and plan. Cannabis can share bright ideas and then snatch them away in a flash. So don't forget to write that shit down. Casually baked life hack number 4, meditate. Especially when you're busy. A 15-minute morning meditation is my most important meeting of the day. But when I'm really busy, I get a bit anxious. And the best way I've found to combat the overwhelm is not to skip meditation, but make it longer. When my schedule is busting at the seams, I take 20 minutes for my morning meditation and intention setting. Learning to quiet the mind is one of the most important things we can do for our overall health and wellness and for the relationships in our life. Casually baked life hack number 5, practice active listening. I know my short-term memory is affected by my cannabis consumption, and oftentimes I have trouble eloquently summarizing and sharing information I just consumed. Or someone tells me their name and what they do, and almost instantly it's in one ear and out the other. So I combat that by listening to podcasts and audiobooks to hone my active listening skills. When I notice I've glazed over and am no longer tracking, I'll rewind the audio and make myself listen again. Casually baked life hack number 6, I power nap. I take a 10 to 15 minute nap mid-afternoon, nearly every day. It's a skill I learned at a very young age from my dad. Working on the ranch in the summers, my sisters and I were up and out early. The Texas heat is brutal, so we had to be on the fence line by 6 a.m. and try to get as much work done as possible before we broke for lunch. After we'd eat, Daddy would close his eyes for 5 to 10 minutes, and we either sat quietly until he opened his eyes again, or we followed his lead. The power nap is a learned skill, and I highly recommend taking just a few minutes to quiet your mind and hit the reset button. For me, the effects are as beneficial as my morning meditation. Afterwards, I hit the second half of my day in stride. I'm in a good mindset and have no afternoon slump or junk food cravings. Casually baked life hack number 7. Find your most productive time of the day and build around it. For me, late afternoon, early evening is my sweet spot. I crush it from 4 to 6 p.m., which is when everyone I know is typically quitting early and heading to happy hour. I've built my day to where I take a break in the early afternoon to run errands, do chores, go for a walk, enjoy the sunshine, and then take my power nap so I can take on the second half of the day without my brain feeling like mush. Casually baked life hack number 8. Stretch mentally and physically. Stretching mentally for me means acknowledging any judgmental thoughts as they arise throughout my day. And I do have that level of self-awareness. It comes with being casually baked. I give myself a mental head shake and then make a point to examine the judgment on a deeper level. If I'm not where I can do that, I table the thought for one of my smoke and think sessions. I believe part of our responsibility as human beings is being an active participant in creating space for thoughts and perspectives that vary from our own. Judgment, as we well know, can divide and ostracize. For every mind break I take, I also give my body some TLC. I'm hunched over a computer most of my days, so getting up and giving my neck, shoulders, back, and booty some attention helps me be mindful of my body and posture when I'm sitting. I also alternate between standing and sitting at my desk. Casually Baked, life hack number 9. Choose a soundtrack for your life. No matter what I'm doing, I always have music that suits the occasion. Whether it's ambient instrumental while I'm focusing on writing or fun upbeat tracks I can sing along to while getting ready to go out, music can raise our vibration and help us achieve the mindset we need at the moment. If you rely too heavily on cannabis, you can numb out. Music layers nicely with microdosing to help you find your flow no matter the situation. Casually Baked, life hack number 10. Last but certainly not least, use your smartphone calendar feature and enable the reminders to include drive time if it's applicable. I schedule everything from work meetings, doctor's appointments, social engagements, birthdays, anniversaries, chores, like changing air filters or my weekly reminder to take out the garbage bins. I immediately create calendar events as stuff comes up so I don't worry about missing or forgetting. And if there's anything important I need to know, remember, or share, I include those details inside that calendar appointment. I can totally forget about a call until I get a 10-minute heads up that it's about to happen. And with one click of the invite, I'll see all of my notes and everything I need to show up prepared. I'm extra sensitive to showing up and doing what I say I'll do. Maybe it's a little bit because I don't want to be judged for being an absent-minded stoner, but it's mostly me being a high achiever seeking flow and efficiency. So what do these 10 life hacks have in common? At their core, each of these habits is based in mindfulness with the intention of helping me perform at my peak. Daily cannabis-infused meditation allows me to set my intentions for the day and check in with my larger self. Cannabis quiets the nagging voices and frees me to dream, create, and be in the flow. But I know each of us has a different relationship with cannabis. This is your call to action. If you've spent most of your life having a recreational relationship with the plant, I encourage you to spend a bit of time considering what a grown-up relationship with cannabis might look like for you.
Yes, it's a high time. We had a high time together.
I hope you find some of the information and hacks I've shared today applicable in your own life. Or maybe you have a badass hack to teach me. I love learning new things, so message me at casuallybaked.com. If you learned something, definitely share this episode with a friend or colleague. I encourage you to subscribe and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Peer reviews are the holy grail of podcasting people, so thank you for making Casually Baked the podcast easier to find and harder to ignore.
Yes, it's a high time. We had a high time together.
Casually Baked the podcast was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out. Next week, I swear we're talking about senior cannabis use and accessible education. Until then, cheers to a week of ease and flow.